A reading from Luke 9, 14-17. About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
Sometimes you can read right over a passage and not see how it is echoing in other parts of the Bible. And here we have the description of what Jesus is doing. He gave thanks, taking the loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, broke them, and then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. And what I mean by this is, in Luke 24, on the road to Emmaus, when they reach the inn, it describes the situation between the two pilgrims who have left Jerusalem and Jesus. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Interestingly enough, that passage of taking the bread, giving thanks, breaking it, and distributing it is repeated time and time again. And it's almost like what God does to us because he needs to take us and he blesses us and then he needs to break us so that then we can become his and become useful in the world.
It's a great analogy, the way you've tied it in there. And I would even go back further. John is a little more descript in his recounting of this than Luke. And in John's perspective, you see that he's taking the multiplication, Jesus as the bread, all the way back to manna that God would provide for them on a daily basis. And in Luke's context, because he's interested in Gentiles, I immediately, as I was reading this, was thinking about of Elijah and Elisha. It was in the pouring of the oil that more oil comes. It was in the expectation of making a meal for the prophet that then the supplies lasted as long as the prophet was there. And here, the bread's not all there. There isn't a moment where Jesus snaps his finger and all the bread's there, but he passes it to them, and then the story just ends, and they had 12 baskets left over. You would love to have been there to know how this process, and it keeps passing out. Jesus is in continuing the miracle of God reproducing in our lives. And it's a reminder to us that when we come to these places where the cupboard is bare and provision seems to be at the end, to trust and take steps of faith, to give away, because in the giving away there'll be multiplication that God brings into our lives.
It's like without Jesus, life is a desert. There's very little water. There's nothing growing, just sand and sun, heat, and ultimately despair. And yet there's an oasis in this desert, and so many people are searching for it because they're thirsty, and they need him, and then they find the oasis and they can drink and they can eat because there's that fertility, that growth, that miracle of God there in the midst of a place where there can be no growth. And in a way, it's a metaphor for the condition of life that so many of us find ourselves in without Christ.
And that's why Jesus says so clearly, "I am. I am the bread of life. I am the living water that will sustain you. Come to me and I will give you all that you need."